I'm David Nicholas, and this is Central Focus, a weekly look at research activity and innovative work from Central Michigan University students and faculty. When it comes to our children, how we teach and how they learn is an ever-changing model. The Michigan Learning Channel, a collaboration among the state's public broadcasters, is built on fundamentals, but it too has evolved with the times. Paula Dennison is the Education Engagement Coordinator here at WCMU. She offered me the lessons on what Michigan Learning Channel is and what it does.
Well, just a little bit of background. The Michigan Learning Channel actually was created out of a need to support learning outside of the classroom. This takes us way back to our days with COVID when we had to transition to virtual learning full time for that short period. And we knew that there was a need to not only support teachers in that new way, but also to support parents and families and caregivers who were helping to supplement that education happening outside of the classroom.
How do you see that shift? Are we talking about more? I'm trying to expand on what you did say, the direct involvement, activities with particular schools or focused efforts where they feel that the resources could be best utilized.
One of the ways I'm trying to make connections is to create a space for family engagement. We know that learning happens all the time, everywhere, whether it's intentional or unintentional. A lot of programs introduce text in ways that we sort of forget as we become grown-ups. When you cross the street, we forget that there are signs all around us that show us arrows pointing which direction or colors that are used to mean go or stop or slow down and kind of pay attention. And so what we're doing is trying to create spaces where we can be intentional about the fact that littles are learning that for the first time. It's not something that they know and can just sort of do without thinking about it. They really need to have those moments where we can walk through the grocery store and say, hey, I see apples. Can you tell me what color apples you see? Or I need 5 boxes of noodles. Can you help me count those while we put them in the cart? Michigan Learning Channel takes that to a next level in the sense that I get to go into schools and libraries, read stories, use programming to create activities that kids can be hands-on doing. We learn through that contextual information. We learn through the experience of feeling and hearing and smelling and tasting. This is just a great way for us to take programming that's available on the screen and extend learning beyond the screen.
As we sit down today, what has been that response so far as you have been reaching out to schools, to families, and for those that want to know more, how would they directly get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, I am available here at the station all week long, and I am often out traveling and visiting the communities. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Alpena. A few days later, I was in Charlevoix. The week before that, I was down in Alma meeting with Literacy Network members who are in the schools working directly with kiddos. And so far, the feedback has been pretty much the same, that everyone is excited at the thought of creating some intentional ways to connect with families. So I am working with educators, librarians, and community members just to open up new ways for families to engage and learn together and understand that school isn't a negative space. I think the opportunity here is that we can say, let's work together. Let's figure out ways to make learning fun. Let's flip the script and figure out how we can work together to make it the very best it can be.
Paula, thank you very much for sharing where we are and where potentially we can go with this. It's wonderful news on behalf of all the children, and we're certainly proud here at WCMU to be able to be part of that partnership, as you so well put it. Best of luck as it moves forward, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.